Now let me see, 18. Not sure about the year. I think they moved here about 1852.
Mm-hmm. Your father had at least a high school education, though?
Don't know a thing about it. I think he did, though.
He could read and write anyway.
Oh, certainly, yes. Had a great many books.
Uh-huh. What work did your parents do? What work did they do?
My father sold Eagle cotton gins,
mm-hmm.
made at Bridgeport, Massachusetts, and parts for them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a grandfather on my mother's side had acquired 3 plantations in what we call the Delta, the flat land up in the country north of us here when you get past our hills,
mm-hmm.
and he looked after those plantations.
Your father did?
Yes.
3 plantations?
Well, 2 were good-sized ones. 1 was rather small. There wasn't much overseeing necessary for that. It was rented out.
Uh-huh. What about your mother? Did she ever work outside?
No. To the best of my knowledge, she was born in Warren County, and I know she never worked.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
What? Tell me some more about your mother's grandparents, your mother's parents. You said your grandfather came down from Manchester, Ohio?
Manchester or Mansfield, I never have been sure.
Uh-huh. You figure that's where he was born?
See?
You figure that's where he was born?
Just presumably, I don't know. We've never been able to find out much about the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
He probably came down the river on a boat that just floated with the current. A good many people did come down that way. Some men loaded the boats with merchandise, and they would stop at this landing and that and the other and sell some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they got as far as Natchez, which is about 84 miles south of us, they would dispose of the boat, sell it most likely. And have you ever heard of the Natchez Trace?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure what it is.
Huh?
What is it?
A road that was built through the wilderness from Natchez to Nashville. And it wasn't safe to travel on it because a good many brigands who held people up and robbed them.
Mm-hmm.
But it has become a national road now. One of the prettiest drives in the state, paved, grass and weeds cut. Just a beautiful drive all the way from Natchez up to Kosciuszko, named after the Polish patriot. Kosciuszko. They left the Z out of it when they named this one. Kosciuszko, Kosciuszko. And it's being furthered from there northward to toward Nashville. There is an old inn that was restored down not very far from Natchez, off on one side of the road. Very crude accommodations, such a thing as inner spring mattresses and running water and air conditioning and so forth. Hadn't been dreamed of. But there were two or three of those inns on the way between Nashville and Natchez.
Mm-hmm.